Welcome to the body scan meditation. Sit down in a comfortable position and relax. Start to breathe deeply, giving yourself over to your breath, focusing on that to start off with. Breathing in, breathing out, and when you've settled, becoming aware of your left foot and the toes of your left foot, noting any sensation in your toes, any pain or discomfort, observing, not judging. And then the foot itself, the top of the foot, the sole of the foot, which places itself on the floor, giving you the support you need, working with your other foot to get you to the places that you need to be. Even if you have feet that don't work the way you would like, that have been injured in some way, honoring the time they were working well and being with them as they are right now, in this moment. And then becoming aware of the heel of your left foot up to the ankle and the many small bones that are inside your ankle, and allow it to perform so many movements that are important. To allow you to walk, to run, to swivel, bringing awareness to any and all sensations in the ankle, noticing any intensity or discomfort, and then going further up the leg toward the shin, the area just under your knee, aware of the stresses and strains on your knee that occur every day, the muscular tightening in muscles above and below it. And if this is an area for you that is painful, acknowledging that it is still an important part of your body, which maintained its mobility for so many years. An amazing joint carrying so much weight. Appreciating the complexity of the movement that the leg does every day, getting you where you need to be, and working constantly the lower leg in conjunction with the upper leg, and then through the hip with the rest of the body. Then becoming aware of the thigh and hip joint, structures that support you, and the buttocks and genital regions, acknowledging pain, soreness, or any sensations in these areas of the body. then around the circumference of the abdomen, from the front to the back, and around again to the front. Aware of those structures that are inside the abdomen. Amazing organs inside the abdomen. The bowels, bladder, genital system, liver, pancreas, kidneys. Complex organs working together every day to enable us to function as human beings. It is not hard to acknowledge that if not feeling emotionally okay, things can go wrong in some of these organs. But if feeling okay, these organs work so much better. Acknowledging the spine, the tailbone, lower back connecting with the upper back, responsible for so many complex movements, swiveling, bending, for carrying sometimes heavy weights, but prone to wear and tear, degenerations of time and prolonged use. Still honoring the spine for what it does. And above the waist, the chest, bringing awareness to what is inside the chest, the lungs that are so important for every breath taken, providing the focus for many of your meditations. That life force that we call the breath. Lungs filled with tiny, tiny tubules in which the air circulates, through which air diffuses into that liquid we call blood, which allows every organ in the body to be nourished. Acknowledging that blood is carrying oxygen through the heart to be pumped to every organ in your body. Every organ needing oxygen. The heart, an amazingly complex organ. Not being afraid of it, in fact, marveling at it. Thankful that long before there was so much technology, there was this amazing organ which allowed us to develop into living beings. Full of this incredibly complex life. Then bringing awareness to your shoulder and upper and lower arm and hand. Dwelling within these structures for a while. Then your neck. Aware that inside of it exist those important tubes for taking air to your lungs and for taking food to your stomach. Each nourishing in different ways. One nourishing with oxygen and the other nourishing with nutrients. Both important avenues for allowing the organs of your body to be nourished, to sustain life. Then bringing awareness to your face, giving us our uniqueness, allowing us to communicate with other human beings. Mouth, nose, cheeks, eyes, eyebrows, forehead, hair, ears. Incredible, timeless structures. There for us from the first time we were formed in the womb. Each part of the face taking part in our expressions. Then becoming aware of the other side of the body. The right shoulder and arm. And just for this moment, acknowledging your hand that allows you to pick things up, to move things, to gesture, or make intricate movements. Regarding your hands in your mind's eye with curiosity, marveling at their complexity. And now becoming aware of your upper body down toward the waist. Remembering again to acknowledge the spine. And then around inside the abdomen, acknowledging its organs and their capabilities. Bringing your awareness to your right leg, valuing the muscles, their strengths and weaknesses. They may be a source of pain or discomfort, of aching or inflammation or throbbing, but still marveling at and appreciating them. Down past the right knee, into the right lower leg and ankle, with its many bones and tendons, and into the right foot. That part of us that, with our other foot, grounds us to the floor, enabling us to live our lives, to connect us to people and to other places, and to find nourishment for our minds and bodies. But every part of our bodies and minds also depends on another very important organ, our brain, which controls everything you have just scanned, which makes us into human beings. The brain, providing that center that tells every part of us where it should be in space, what to do, that sends out chemicals, very suddenly sometimes, giving us the feelings we have, instructing parts of our bodies how to move, sending messages to internal organs on what chemicals they need to secrete. A power center of our body, needing nurturing and care, though when we are under stress, it is not hard to imagine that some of those messages may go wrong, and that parts of the body may not function the way we wish them to. And now, bringing awareness to the skin, the largest organ of the body, which contributes to making us unique. Marveling at this structure, which is waterproof, such a complex structure, which looks so simple, which provides us with protection and encloses everything within us. This body scan is really a nourishment for every part of us, celebrating our uniqueness and ability to nurture ourselves. Breathing, acknowledging you have taken time just for yourself, the gift of time. But that by taking this time to bring awareness to your body and mind, you may do what you have to do more competently and with an uncluttered mind for the rest of your day.